1969, okay. Walk across the USA. It's another year for me and you. Another year with nothing to do. It's another year for me and you. Another year with nothing to do.
Hi, this is Marco Paul, and you're listening to a special episode of the Heavenly Music Corporation, The Passing of Icons. We are dedicating this set to the memories of Ron Ashton of the Stooges and Lux Interior of the Cramps, who unfortunately left us this year. So sit back and listen to their work. Enjoy. Celebrate their memories.
I say, oh my, and a boo-hoo. And now I'm gonna be 22. Oh my, and a boo-hoo. Well, it's 1969, okay. All across the USA. It's another year for me and you. Another year with nothing to do. Well, it's 1969. Well, it's 1969. It's 1969, baby. It's 1969, baby.
Pa 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 p 1996, as I got a garbage brain, it's driving me insane. And I don't like the ride, so push that best aside. And baby, I won't care, cause baby, I don't scare. Cause I'm a reborn maggot using gym warfare. Rock. I'm a demon fly, I still live a while, I say buzz, and it's just because I'm an unzipped fly, and I don't know why, and I don't know why, but I say, rock tonight, and I say, rock it right, and I say, but I don't know why. Don't know why. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Marco Paul, and you're listening to a special edition of the Heavenly Music Corporation on dublab.com. This is my Passing of Icons set dedicated to the memories of Ron Ashton of the Stooges and Lux Interior of the Cramps, who, unfortunately, we lost both of those guys earlier this year. Let me tell you a little bit about them. Lux Interior, of course, the lead singer and contortionist for the band The Cramps, and he passed away in February of this year, and he came out of Ohio. His band, actually, he was born in Ohio. His band was formed when he met his wife and guitarist, Poison Ivy, I think out in Sacramento. They moved back to Ohio, and then the band actually came to fruition over in New York, and, of course, created, I guess you could say, that whole psychobilly movement that influenced so many bands that came after them. And then Ron Ashton of the Stooges out of the Motor City in Detroit. And he was the legendary guitarist for the band the Stooges. And he, what do I want to say about him? He, both those guys actually were active up until just before they passed away, unfortunately. But it's great. They really, you know, gave of their souls. They put everything into their work, and they left behind a great body of work, both of them did. So that's what I'm playing for you today, and hope you can enjoy it. And if you don't know their stuff, please go out and check it out, because it's well worth checking out. Started off with The Stooges, their classic song, the 1969, off the debut album, The Stooges. And it's interesting, both these guys as well, their first recorded efforts were also produced by a couple of other icons of their era. The Stooges' first album was produced by John Cale of the Velvet Underground, and The Cramps, their first EP and album, were produced by Alex Chilton of Big Star. So The Stooges, that cut was off of their debut album on Elektra from 1969, and that was John Cale produced. After that, The Cramps' Surfin' Bird, wanted to play that. That was off their first EP called Gravest Hits that came out on Illegal Records back in 1979. And that was a good song to play to kick them off because, of course, all that surf rock from the 50s and 60s was so instrumental in forming their sound. So I had to play that classic Surfin' Bird that they covered on their first EP. After that, The Stooges with their classic I Want to Be Your Dog. It was also on the debut album that came out in 1969. After that, The Cramps' Human Fly, one of their most well-known and popular songs, and that came off the first EP as well, that Gravest Hits that was illegal in 1979. Back to The Stooges for No Fun off that same debut record, and then The Cramps with Lonesome Town, again off the Gravest Hits EP. Had to play a lot off of both of their first efforts because they were just so good. And then finally jumped over to The Stooges' Down on the Street came next, and that was off their second album, Funhouse. That came out on Elektra in 1970. Kind of reached out a little bit more on that album and did some more experimental noise making and jamming on that one. And that's a good cut. First cut off that album. And then just played The Cramps' Garbage Man off their first full length called Songs the Lord Taught Us. And that came out on IRS in 1980, also produced by Alex Chilton. And that's a great full length album. You should definitely check that one out. I'm going to send you off here into some more Stooges. This is the great TVI. There's an interesting John Zorn cover of this song on the Elektra. Elektra put out an anniversary album back in the 90s, I believe it was, where they had current Elektra artists cover the older Elektra artists. And John Zorn did an interesting cover of this Stooges song on that album. You should check out if you're into that. Anyway, here's TVI. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
inside. I'm just a bit.
stuck one in my door with some scary mugshot. They're looking for some bad boys, height, weight, age, race, tattoos too. And they're frying up that hair in their little electric chair. They'll be frying up some hair in that little electric chair.
We'll be right back. The ache in my they're standing. It's troubling me. Troubling me. I can't understand it. It just can't be. If you don't or not obey my love, I'll give you stuff. You got me all tore. All tore. Well, my spirit is low. I miss you so. I stand alone and watch you go.
This is Marco Paul, and you've been listening to The Passing of Icons, a special episode of the Heavenly Music Corporation on dublab.com. I've been dedicating this set to the memories of Ron Ashton of the Stooges and Lux Interior of the Cramps, who both left us earlier this year. And let me tell you what you've been hearing since the last break. Came out of the break with the Stooges' song TVI off the Funhouse album, their second album that came out on Elektra in 1970. After that, the Cramps with Sunglasses After Dark off of their first full-length album that was called Songs the Lord Taught Us, that came out on IRS in 1980. After that, another track from Funhouse by the Stooges, Dirt. And then the Cramps' Strychnine off Songs the Lord Taught Us as well. And then Iggy Pop, a track off of his album Skull Ring that came out on Virgin in 2003 when Iggy reunited the Ashton brothers in the Stooges Incarnate 2003 with Mike Watt on bass. And I got to say, I was definitely lucky enough to be there for their debut at Coachella, which was a high-energy affair, and I'm glad I got to see that. Anyway, they recorded a few tracks together with that lineup that came out on his solo record, Skull Ring, and that was a track called the first track off the album called Little Electric Chair. You can hear Ron still got it on that one. After that, the Cramps with the cover of the classic garage psych band Count Five and their classic song Psychotic Reaction. And that was a live performance that was captured on the album Smell of Female that came out on Enigma in 1983. And definitely another movement that informed the Cramps sound was the psych garage stuff from the late 60s. So I had to have that one in there. After that, the Stooges with their, they had a reunion album, full-length album in 2007 on Virgin called The Weirdness, and that was the title track off that album. And then wrapped it up with the Cramps' I Can't Hardly Stand It off the compilation that IRS put out in 1984 called Bad Music for Bad People. Well, these were some badass people, but definitely some good people that left us. So keep listening to their music. Keep listening to dublab.com. And this is dedicated to them. Hope you enjoyed the set. And I'll catch you on the next one.